Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Pass on the left wing side and over the line, Richards. Lead in front, knocked down, and Yops puts it just wide to the left post. Puck comes down behind the net, but they score! Puck down the near side, Warren is there. He'll chip it up under the crossbar, and the Amherst regain the lead.
There's the great Don Stevens calling another Amherst goal as they, get four out of a possible six from last weekend. Yep. Syracuse, the opponent in Syracuse tomorrow night. And as we do every week at this time, we welcome in Rochester Americans head coach Seth Appert. Walk us through that home and home with Syracuse from Friday and Saturday, coach, where you get the overtime winner at home before falling 4-2 on Saturday night.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Yeah. Excuse me. It was a really good week. We put ourselves in position to win all three games. You know, obviously get four of the 6 points, which we'll take. And I think, you know, even the game we lost, it's 2-2 with 10 minutes to go in the third period. I don't think we are great that night, but obviously Syracuse is a really good team, tough building. And again, we gave ourselves a great chance to win that game. So we're doing a really good job putting ourselves in position to win right now. And obviously it was important to find a way to win two of those games.
Yeah. And the fact that that was the only Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend, and Seth going into the weekend, I'm thinking, okay, whatever you can get out of Sunday, knowing, the guys, what did it say about your team that they had enough left in the tank to take care of Utica on Sunday?
That was huge. I mean, Utica is a really good team who's on our heels in a really tight divisional race. So that was a big game, and you knew you were going to get their best as well. It's really important at the back end of a 3-3 that you have a good start, because it's not an easy game to chase because you just don't have a ton of energy, and we're thin. Our lineup's thin right now, so we don't have a lot of luxury of, rotating guys in and out. So really good first period to get us the lead, which was a critical importance. And then obviously we found a way to hold on to get that victory.
Seth, talk a little bit about that lineup that you just described as thin. Are we getting healthier? And what about the NHL trade deadline passing and what that means longer term here the rest of the season for reinforcements that we might eventually get here?
Yeah, I mean, the trade deadline, when your NHL club is the Sabres are trying to claw their way back into it. But, at the end of the day, we're sellers at the deadline, and that hurts the American League team. That just does. Where, if you're buyers, that helps the American League team because it pushes guys down. So we lose Jost, we lose Clegg, we lose Rusek. And so those guys are up. Obviously, those are three really, really high-end players for us. So that creates a little bit of a void. And then right now, Kozak, Weisbach, Kisikov are out with injuries on top of that. So, it's all hands on deck right now. It's pretty much every able-bodied man in the lineup, including the guy that was in the trade. We got Kali Shaleen in the trade with Okposo, and he stepped in on Sunday after flying in on Saturday and had an assist and was really important in us winning that game.
Seth, I'm seeing reports, and I don't know if you're allowed to comment on this, and if so, I'd love to get your thoughts. On Anton Wahlberg, a second-round pick from the Sabres last year, we remember him, that apparently he's joining the Amherst as soon as the season's over there. Can you comment on that?
With the European guys at the end of their pro seasons, number one, their season, they're in playoffs and things like that. So Oslin, Wahlberg, those guys, Oslin came over at the end of last year. He was hurt, so he couldn't play. We'll see. I mean, there is a chance for the Savoy, Oslin, Wahlberg types to come over and join us, depending on their seasons, depending on immigration issues, visa issues. There's a lot of things to work through, especially with the European players. Oslin and Savoy are on very good teams. So there certainly is a higher chance that those guys go deeper in the playoffs, where Wahlberg's team isn't expected to make as much of a run. So there's a chance that we could see him, but things still have to play out there.
We've had conversations, Seth, in the past about what point of the season you start looking at the standings. And right now we find ourselves third. with Belleville and Toronto kind of like breathing down our neck, Toronto with a game in hand. How important is it going to be here down the stretch to finish with that top three seed rather than dipping down to fourth?
Well, I mean, it's preferable because 1, 2, and 3 get a bye, right? So it is preferable, and we were able to tie for second last year and get that bye. The year before, you know, we were in the 5-hole, and we still won that series and then won the first round as well. So I think right now, you know, with how good our division is, how tight our division is, first things first is we need to make the playoffs. And that's going to be a chore in itself because Utica, Laval, Belleville, Toronto, they're not going anywhere. These are really, really good hockey teams that would be all in the playoffs in most other divisions, if not all other divisions. So, you know, you just want to finish as high as you can, whatever that is. And you know, what I've kind of challenged our guys on is to not look at the standings, to not be consumed with, oh, Toronto's playing tonight against so-and-so. Let's see how the result is. We control our destiny. Let's just worry about us and let's just play every game, you know, like it is a game 7 type scenario. And if we approach every game with that level of urgency and just play one game at a time and not worry about the rest of it, I think the standings will take care of themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it's these games are all got double the meaning. Okay. So it's Syracuse again tomorrow night. And I'm breaking protocol here, asking you to look at the game after that, coach. But that is the next home game, Friday night against Toronto. And it's also going to be Irish night. Danger, we've been out there for Irish night. It really is one of the best times, Seth, with the parade the next day here in our town. So, I mean, what can fans kind of expect when the Marlies come in on Friday night?
Well, it's a they're a really good team. They got a heck of a lineup right now, and you know it's less like Utica, Syracuse, Belleville. It's violent. It's heavy. It's physical. Toronto's less of that. They still play extremely hard, but it's skill and it's smarts and intelligence and just a tremendously offensively gifted team. So it's a little bit of a different challenge. A little more up and down the ice. Then when you play in Syracuse, then it's kind of hand-to-hand combat at times. So it's a different challenge, but a fun challenge nonetheless.
Seth, I know you had your hands full this weekend. You're behind the bench and you're doing really important work with the Rochester Americans. But don't worry, your boy did the work for you. The pride of Cottage Grove, I watched the Minnesota State High School hockey final between Edina and Chanhassen. And I'll report to you, if you hadn't heard, the Cake Eaters got over 2-1. They took care of the upstart Chanhassen squad, and Edina won the Minnesota State High School hockey tournament, which I don't know if you're like me, that's one of the best weekends in hockey, and it resides in our home state.
It 100% does, and it is great. And my nephew is in it. He plays for Matamidi, so they're in the Class A, the small school.
Yep.
They lost in the semifinal in overtime, but I was watching as much as I could. I definitely watched Matamidi games because they weren't during our game times. And when I was a child, my dad used to get us out of school and take us to the tournaments or bring us home and watch the tournament on TV. And those are like some of the best memories, of my childhood. And so, that is, still watching it today is special for me, and it brings back unbelievable memories.
The only thing I want them to do, and maybe, you know, you have clout, you have influence in the hockey world. Can we get the clear boards in the X just for the state high school hockey tournament?
That would be amazing. That would be amazing because as a young boy,
there's
going
nothing like it.
You're watching them on TV. Right. That was nothing like that.
All right, Phil, for the rest of us here.
So,
Cliff Notes.
Okay, back in the day, the Minnesota State High School Hockey Tournament played at the St. Paul Civic Center. The St. Paul Civic Center didn't normally have hockey games, but when they did, their boards were clear. You could see through them. It looked nothing like any other hockey game you've ever seen where the boards are white. And so when they moved when the St. Paul Civic Center made way for the XL Energy Center, the clear boards went the way of the dodo. But man, it was a look. It was an unbelievable, just as much as everybody wants to talk about hockey hair and the flow and the pomade plains of Minnesota, the clear boards are a part of that tournament. You got to bring them back, coach.
The clear boards were amazing. It was a great, great piece of that tournament. And, you know, it was every kid's dream. I mean, it's it's funny, you know, I get asked, you know, when they got called up to the NHL, like, is this a dream come true? And I laugh. I was like, no, my dream is playing Minnesota High School State Tournament. Yeah. I mean, that's what every kid in Minnesota, when you're on the pond or you're playing in the streets, that's what you're thinking of. You're thinking about playing for your hometown in a state tournament, which is really cool.
Did you play for in Minnesota, the state tournament, Seth?
No, we didn't make it. We had really good teams. We actually had the best, you know, probably the best teams Park Cottage Grove had. We were the only time that our team was ranked number one in the state, but we lost the section final to White Bear my sophomore year, to Hill Murray my junior year, and Apple Valley my senior year. So, so that was crushing. But we did play. We played in a section final at the old Met Center in front of 15,000, just in a section final. So it was, you know, those were great memories. And playing for your hometown with the kids you grew up with was extremely special for me.
Seth, it's always great catching up with you. Wish you the best this week and looking forward to seeing you Friday night as we host Toronto Irish Night. Always a good time at the arena. And we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Got it.
Thanks,
Seth Appert. A little stroll down memory lane there. You knew I was going to bring up the Minnesota State High School tournament to Seth.
I actually forgot that's where Seth hails from. So good pull on
that. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, no joke. I was watching it. I was streaming the final on Saturday night. Maybe I have a problem, or maybe you have a problem, pal.
Nerd!
Longing for the days of the clear boards at the old St. Paul Civic Center. Love our conversations with Seth Appert, and the job doesn't get any easier here with Toronto this weekend. And before you get to the home and home with the Marlies, you've got Syracuse in Syracuse tomorrow night.
Yeah, so 15 games to go, that's it. And I think, again, of all these teams, who's the youngest? It's the Amherst, okay? And the idea, and I'm glad, you know, he kind of sort of addresses, Antoine Wahlberg is apparently heading back. Now, he's 18, second-round pick from the Sabres last July and playing overseas, but his season's up in Sweden. Can you imagine you get a second-round pick here to join the team?
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch and see how he develops playing the game here on the North American soil. We'll get to some of these free agent signings. Lots happening around the NFL, obviously, with legal tampering continuing, and you get the start of the league year tomorrow. We'll break down many of these signings next, and happy hour still on the way as well. You can join us. We have time for your calls at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.